You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy.
Very good Friday morning to you. Mike McNamara in for Friday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good Friday, wherever you are, and that you got good plans for the weekend. I don't exactly know how to begin this morning, to be honest with you. I think most of us watched General Kelly yesterday, and I guess I would completely skip the fact that I know him and I've worked for him and that I'm a friend of his. So I wouldn't even like, what do you say? What do you say when you watch something like that on TV? And yesterday we purposely stayed away from that issue because I think for us, Gold Star families are, they're, you know, to use a Catholic term, they're the holy of holies, they're the inner sanctum. They're a place that we treat with complete reverence. And somebody in their family, right? A father, a husband, a brother, a sister, a mom. Somebody made the ultimate sacrifice for their country. But the people that pay for it forever is that Gold Star family. They didn't sign up for that. But they'll live with it. And so for us, the 1% who serve in this country, who go fight, I mean, to me, that's that is the holy of holies. You meet them and they're treated with complete reverence. You can't do enough for them, for the pain that they'll live with for a lifetime. And so that's why we didn't talk about it a whole lot yesterday, because it's just, you know, and somebody had written in an email, and, you know, after I said I didn't particularly care to talk about it, somebody had written an email and asked, you know, what did the gunner think? And Mike essentially said the same thing. He said, I don't really want to go there. It's not a place where I can go and come back from. So
avoidance, right?
I'm just not going to go there. So then I was working in the afternoon. I actually do a second show. Back to a city where I started doing radio, in North Dakota. And I was in the middle towards the end of that show, and all of a sudden I see General Kelly on TV. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, what's this about? He doesn't appear on TV very much. And he's in the White House press room again. So I pause it, I finished my show, and then I played it. And I have to tell you that I sat here and watched it. And I don't want anybody to think I'm a pussy, but, I mean, I don't know how you couldn't sit there with tears in your eyes as you watched it. And if you watched him, I should go back and watch it how many times in the 20 minute, you know, approximately 20 minutes, he spoke, that his jaw quivers. Okay, John Kelly, pretty tough dude. So when I say the Holy of Holies, that's the kind of stuff that you see, right? You see guys that have fought for their country, for going to places like Iraq and Afghanistan for years. You see them get emotional about it. So that's the kind of place that you're talking about. And I need to mute my phone. But as I listened, I know because it fucked up the rest of my day, and it fucked up my night, and because I was so angry, I call it my black blood. When it gets going, it's the blood of hate. And I don't know that you ever know it, unless you fought for your country. It's the blood that pumps through your veins when you kill, and that's your job, and that's what you do every day, right? So my black blood got going yesterday, but the thought, the reason why it was going was, what kind of nation have we descended to when a Gold Star family gets drugged into the street for political reasons? How pathetic of a nation are we, honestly? And you know what, I shouldn't say that, because that's not what I intend to say. Not as a nation, because what we as a nation are about, you've seen in Houston, you've seen down in Florida, you've seen in Puerto Rico, every place that gets touched by crisis, you see what we as Americans are. Okay, so I guess, how pathetic has our government become? How pathetic, in particular, have our elected officials become? It's disgusting. No, it's beyond disgusting. If I were to call it disgusting, I would need to apologize to every disgusting person in the country for comparing them to this. And so you watch him tell the story. What he wanted people to know of how people are brought back and the notification process, and he's talked about when he was on All-Marine Radio. He talked about when the Commandant of the Marine Corps was outside, when he opened the door and saw General Dunford outside of his house in his service uniform. He said he knew his son was dead, and he talked about, and I've used his line when people ask me about having two sons on active duty, because General Kelly said it on the program when I asked him, and how do you deal with it? He said, well, he was where he wanted to be, he was doing what he wanted to do, and I don't get a vote in that. That's what Robert wanted, and Robert was not a novice to combat. He fought in Fallujah as a Lance Corporal. He knew what he was getting into. And that's where he wanted to be that day. You know, and it's so interesting for people that don't know and have never experienced it. You know, I've used this anecdote about the way leaders are in combat. And the way they are is like this. If you flew your parents to Fallujah, and you were part of a Marine organization, right? And we the headquarters element came to you and said, hey, your parents are here. And your company commander then said, hey, you can take a few days off. Do you know what the response of Marines would be? Well, I gotta go with my guy. Like, I'll see my parents after the patrol. I don't have to go to the debrief, do I? My parents are here after all. No, you can skip the debrief. All right. But I'm going on the patrol. And then I'll go see my parents. So tell them I'll see them tonight. Those are the things that guys do. When they're wounded, the first thing they say, and the Army doctors came over one day to talk about it. They said, it's just amazing. They come in and the first thing they're saying is, don't send me to Germany, doc. You can patch me up, but don't send me to Germany. If I go to Germany, I'm going home. I don't want to go home. We had guys steal uniforms and hop on C-130s coming back from Germany to come back to Iraq. And those are true stories. Did not want to go home. The doctors in Germany told them they were going home. They said, I'm not going home. When the doctor left the hospital, they got up, somehow or other got their hands on a uniform. I don't know if they got on the aircraft in flip-flops in a uniform or they still had their boots or whatnot, but it came back. And it was like, what? He's here. What's going on? Is he okay to come back? He just got wounded. And then you get a phone call from Landstuhl, Germany. Hey, we have so-and-so in a UA status. Is he, do you know where he is? He just flew in. And so that's the kind of stuff that you see. So he's telling, he's trying to communicate that. And for those of us who've heard that stuff before, and those of us who've lived it in our lives, we know that. And so, so watching him tell the story, him advising the president, I would advise you against it. There's nothing you can do to say, make it better. And so after you watch the whole thing and you say, okay, well, let's give the congresswoman the benefit of the doubt. Okay. She went there to help, right? Doesn't know the family. She went there to help. She's there, and let's just suppose, for the sake of discussion, that the president, something doesn't come off right in the discussion. And this is the pathetic part. It's so far beyond pathetic, it's to me disgusting. It made me ask Mike Musselman, Mike, why did we even go fight for this shit last night when he called me? What a garbage government. This is what we get. And so, I was moderately irritated, if you can't tell. And so, I wasn't irritated. I was offended, right? So even if you give her the benefit of the doubt, she's present. She's a congresswoman, right? State of Florida, I think city of Miami. I don't know that much about her. I've chosen not to even kind of look and even investigate her. And so what are your choices? I can go out and make this a political and a public issue, or I could probably call the White House and talk to the chief of staff and say, hey, I don't think they understood what he was saying when he said these things. It probably merits a follow-up conversation. And Kelly would have been all over that like a hobo on a ham sandwich, if that's what in fact happened. So, what kind of piece of garbage goes and makes a public statement with that family's grief and whatever happened on that phone call? It's nauseating. And I was getting text messages from people, hey Mac, did you see this? I said, yeah, I watched it live. I don't even know what to say. And my daughter Colleen had a volleyball game yesterday. I didn't go to it. And because the thought was in my head, what have we become? What have our elected officials become? If a grieving widow's and her family, whose husband's given his life for his country, If that's not respected anymore, what kind of pathetic, terrible government do we have now in this country? Because let me tell you, it's not the people. You know, the American people, yeah, we have our differences and all of that. But you've seen in Texas, you've seen in Florida, you've seen in Puerto Rico, every time there's a crisis in this country, you saw it in Las Vegas. People risk their lives. They don't ask what color you are. They don't ask what tribe you're from. They don't ask any of that shit. They just come. And so, as I watched him yesterday, I'll use one of his, but it was heartbreaking to watch. Not only that a friend of yours is up there, you know, explaining that, you know, I mean, he talked about the HBO show. You know, Chance Phelps, Lance Corporal, worked for us in Ramadi in 2004. I remember when I remember getting a letter from an email from Dan Robertson, who was the lieutenant that worked for General Kelly, who's a funny guy. He's a Yankee fan, too. His dad was sick with cancer. He was Dan was he's a good lieutenant, great guy. I think he's working for the federal government now, doing something else. But Dan wrote me an email and talked about he'd been contacted by HBO to provide some technical advice and blah, 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 blah. And he's very apprehensive about it. How would they treat, you know, how would they treat Lance Corporal Phelps's memory? And he wasn't sure if he should be a part of it. What did I think? You know, and so you saw General Kennedy kind of go through with all that as an explanation of the advice that he gave the president. And so, again, even if I give her the benefit of the doubt, ultimately what she decides is, I'll go on TV and I'll make this a political issue. And it's just disgusting beyond disgusting beyond disgusting. It's beyond disgusting. And so, I mean, it's a sad day. That's what this nation's come to. And then after he got off the television, you know, then people attacked him for what he said. So I don't know if we as a nation have so lost our soul, have so lost our way, that we can't even do the most basic of things that we would all describe as decent. We're not even capable of that anymore. We're not even capable of that anymore. You know, and Mike's response when I said, Mike, what the fuck did we fight for? And he goes, dude, have a drink. He goes, I just said, I don't have any hard liquor in the house. He said, what? I said, yeah, sorry about that, man. He said, actually, now that I think of it, I think I do have some gin, but I don't have any dark liquor, I don't think. And he said to me, you need to find something. Take a breath, it'll be okay. I said, did you watch it? He said, yeah. He goes, I don't want to talk about it. I said, and I told him, I said, my black blood's moving. And he said, I can tell. He said, you need to take a drink, go for a walk, do something. I said, Mike, how can you do that, though? He goes, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. So, what a sad, sad, sad day in our nation's history that kind of garbage goes on. And I don't know any other way to characterize it. And then somebody else called me, actually. I was watching the Dodger game. And so somebody sends me, somebody calls me and wanted to talk about, you know, what George Bush said yesterday. And I said, don't ever mention George Bush to me again. I said, do you see the carnage that goes on today in the Middle East? Do you know who unleashed that? George Bush. So as far as I'm concerned, go back to Texas, right? keep doing the good things you're doing for veterans because you owe them that, and shut up. I don't want to hear from you anymore. I don't want to hear from you about decency. I don't want to hear anything. What you unleashed on the planet, that the planet still's paying for right now, I don't want to hear anything from you about decency. Okay, shut up and go away. So, yeah. So, there you have, so yesterday. But the thing I want to communicate is, even if you give her the benefit of the doubt and say she's there for the right reason and all the rest of that, and she just happened to be there when the phone call came in, and okay. And so she was just standing there and being quiet. Okay, got it. So at that point, are you a politician? Are you a helper? Are you a problem solver? Are you just a hack? What are you there? You know, you would hope that in the noblest sense of somebody who's there to help, they help. In what way, shape, or form did her doing what she did help that family? The answer is it didn't help them one bit. It threw them into the public eye at a time when she's getting ready to bury her husband. She's trying to answer questions that her daughter's asking her that her daughter doesn't understand. And now she's got, what, droves of media parked outside their house. Hopefully she lives on base someplace, and they can insulate her from that. So that was an elected representative's gift to that family. Thanks for nothing. Again, so her choice was pick up the phone, call the White House, and say, hey, I don't think that came out. You know, I think what she took away from that was this. All right, we're on it. Thank you. Right. And, you know, and then, you know, pick up the phone and contact the casualty assistance officer that's down there and say, hey, did that go over okay? What happened? And then you get to the truth, and then you deal with it. And if the president has to call a second time, then, or General Kelly calls a second time, to make sure that she has what she needs, right? That she knows that people care. Though nobody else can experience her loss the way she experiences it, we are all saddened and hurt by what she's going through because we've seen it before. And if there's anything possibly that you know, they can do, that they will certainly do it. That's what you do for those families. You know, that's what you do for those families. And so, again, we see this all the time. And that's what I guess is so painful. And that's why maybe I'm the idiot. You know, and that's what I went to bed with last night. You know, maybe I'm the idiot here. It happened after Steve Scalise thing. It happened after, you know, the nonsense in Las Vegas. So why should I be surprised? Why should any of us be surprised, you know, if it happens to a Gold Star family? Mac, you're the stupid one. They don't care. They don't care about the things that we care about. What was she trying to do? She was trying to improve her standing among her constituents so she could get elected. It didn't matter if it was a Gold Star family. Are you stupid? And so I guess I am stupid. I guess I am stupid. I'm stupid to think that my country stands for something that people that raise their hand and say they'll support and defend the Constitution honestly believe in service to the nation and not service to themselves. But, you know, I guess the lesson is that's not the country that we live in anymore. That the people that get elected, they get elected for one reason. That's for themselves. The nation certainly comes a distant second. Not everybody, but the vast majority, because we see it too much. We see it too much. And so, anyway, I won't bore you anymore. Somebody sent me an email. About the day that, you know, General Kelly's son died. And, you know, we were south of them. But after it happened, a friend of mine called and said, hey, I know you know the family. I know you know him. He was killed. And it's just, it's like somebody, it's like somebody takes a sledgehammer and just hits you right in the chest. You know, you just say thanks, right? And, you know, you get back to the job at hand, and you're just thinking, and I've said this before in this program, but, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, General Kelly's asleep right now. I think we were 11 hours ahead in Afghanistan? So he's in bed right now, and there's an electronic thunderbolt that's going to change he and Karen and John and Kate's life. His brother and sister, John and Kate. And it's awful. You know, and you sit there and you reflect on when you met him, right? Them coming to IOC to pick up their dad or come by to drop something off or whatever the hell. You know, just family life, right? Seeing them at the O Club at Camp Pendleton, having lunch with their dad, walk up, you know, say hi to at the time it was Major Kelly, Lieutenant Colonel Kelly, you know, walk over. And he's, you know, General Kelly is he's a funny guy. He's a fun guy. And, you know, walk over, hey, sir, what's going on? Like, Mac, what's going on? I'm like, what's going on, boys? Hanging out with dad, trying to act like men. And then, you know, they just laugh. And, what are you guys up to? Where are you going to school? And, you know, they're going to whatever high school, blah, 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 blah. And so, it's seeing the Kellys. And, when we were in Iraq in 2004, he wanted to be in country when both of his sons were there. His older son, Robert, was a supply officer. He's now an intel officer, but he was a supply officer at the time. And I think he was out at Al Asad. And, so he was in country. And then the younger one was with 1st Battalion, 8th Marines. And, General Kelly was trying to stall because he had done his time in the 1st Division and he was going home, but he wanted to be in country with both of his sons and get a picture with all three of them. And I have a great picture. He and Robert leaning against the Humvee, with these tough guy grins on their faces. And he would do that, like, hey, look like a tough guy. And arms folded across their chest, leaning against the Humvee, and him and his kid. And, you know, and so, you know, all those things come back to you. You know, and then any bared it for the nation, you know, yesterday in a press, you know, in a media event in that press room that they have never seen before. But again, I just kept going back to last night. Like, have we completely lost our soul as a nation? That we can't even, in this time when we're divided, even be decent to Gold Star families without making that somehow political? You know, I don't know. It's just it was to me extremely disturbing last night, and I don't know how to put it that how disturbed I was into appropriate words. I tossed and turned most of the night. You know, I was up at about 2:30, and with that question still booming in my head, what kind of country do we have today? What kind of government do we have today? I'll read you an email. Mac, your words for President Bush are pretty harsh. I was a fan of his. I certainly can understand your feelings, though. Well, I mean, think about it. We fought a war we didn't have to fight. I mean, if you watch that series, the Vietnam War, and you didn't see the parallels between Vietnam and what we did in Iraq, then you have your head up your ass. An optional event based on somebody's crazy conception of what they thought they could pull off and then walk out of the Middle East? I mean, it was a height of folly. And the worst part is that it continues to this day. The forces that were unleashed in Iraq, I mean, they're having a parade in Raqqa today. Yeah, congratulations, George Bush. It continues. Now shut up and go away. You don't get to do that and then come back and participate in the dialogue like, oh, President Bush is here. This is awesome. No, it's not. Just go away. Just stay in Texas. Paint your paintings, help veterans, all right? Just go away. Because you don't have a right to that mistake that cost that many lives. And American lives have been the ones least impacted. Yeah. And trust me, they've been impacted in a huge way. Ask those families. But the death that's been inflicted in Iraq? Yeah. Holy shit. Hundreds of thousands of people killed in Iraq. Based on an American whim. On a false pretense. So, yeah. Yeah, so that was helpful last night when I got that phone call. So, anyway, good morning to everybody. So people know, Gold Star is holy of holies, okay? It's holy of holies. It is one of the most sacred things. We don't talk about it very much, you know. Somebody sent me an email yesterday saying, "Hey Mac, you should get a Gold Star family on and to talk. I'm like, no. Could you imagine? I mean, all the different Gold Star families around the country seeing that and go and just, you know, literally putting their hand over their mouth and saying, "Oh my God." Like, when you're going through that to get all this thrown at you, are you kidding me? Yeah, and again, going through all that, when that woman walks in her closet, guess whose clothes are still in there? Guess whose smell is still in there? That's what she's going through. So, on all of that, our gift as a nation is to pile more on. So... All right. I can't tell you how pissed off that, honestly, that I was last night. Just thinking about it. And again, I didn't watch the news last night. All I did was watch the Cubs get their asses kicked by the Dodgers, by the Dodgers. And hopefully the Yankees will do the same to the Astros tonight. So... I've been around this stuff long enough, and I know, you know, create some space, get away from it, maybe have a drink, maybe not, maybe go for a walk, all that. But the hole is so deep, right? The mother of all creators, Gold Star families. Come on, man. I mean, it's just so disgusting. And I don't know. I guess the truth of it, and maybe I should be surprised, is there's no depth that is too low for American politicians to get to. I wouldn't have told you that before yesterday. But I think the truth is, based on the record, there is no depth that they won't go to focus attention on themselves, to use anything to make themselves look better, to call attention to themselves that will hopefully facilitate their reelection, which keeps the franchise in business, which supports a very, very nice lifestyle that they live, all of that. All of that. Because let me tell you, if any of it had been about that family, none of this would have got in front of the media if that family was important. All right. So on Friday, Whitney Houston sings the national anthem. Yeah, and I meant it. George Bush can shut his mouth, okay? Nobody cares what he has to say. In my opinion, that guy should be on some island. He should forfeit everything, every penny he owns. He's on the island. Cheney's on the island. Rumsfeld's on the island. Colin Powell's on the island. They're all on the island. And they're all wearing straw hats and cut-off jeans that are frayed and some kind of shirt to keep the sun off them, and they can stay there forever. You don't have that right. You have a responsibility to lead responsibly, not to start optional wars, because you think that's a better way to fashion the world. I mean, that's the kind of stuff of crazy movies, right? That's what they did. So, in an effort to get us out of this ditch, let me tell you what we'll do today. We'll check the news headlines here. There's one news headline we won't be checking, but we'll check the rest of the news headlines. I also want to make a few comments about the investigation in Niger, and the difficulty when these kind of things happen. Okay. And so I can probably give that a little context. So we'll talk about that. And then the big pastrami, salami, swami, that guy will join us, and we'll talk a little bit of food, and we'll talk a little bit of sports in an effort to ease my pain. And so, and then the gunner will join us. So anyway, I didn't purposely talk about this a whole lot yesterday because of the whole holy of holy thing. We simply don't go there. And I'll tell you what, for any of us that have presented flags at funerals, I mean, that shit straight up sucks. I saw Oliver North on TV last night, and I don't like Oliver North, to be honest with you. I've met him personally. He seems like a decent guy personally, but I the stuff that he's done, I don't respect a whole lot. Anyway. He talked about becoming, you know, when he got back from Vietnam, you know, doing casualty calls. he said it's the worst job he's ever had. You've heard guys on this program. You've heard Tim Lynch's uncle say that he did 100 casualty assistance calls in Vietnam and ultimately called the monitor who does job assignments in the Marine Corps. He was supposed to be a recruiter for 3 years. I want to say 18 months or 2 years into it, he called him and said, I can't do this anymore. You have to get me out of here. And the guy said, the only thing I can do is send you back to Vietnam. And he said, I'll go. I can't do this anymore. And so when you're a part of that, it's horrible. It's horrible. And, you know, and I'll tell you what, brave guys run from that job. And I'm not joking one bit about it. That guys that will go willingly to combat and fight run from being casualty assistance officer because of how brutal it is. And in my experience, on two separate occasions, you know, the family has asked me, will you look at the remains and tell us if you think that we should look at him? Yeah, they desperately want to touch, in this case, their son. In my case, it was the same family twice. Yeah. I mean, it's stuff like that. You know, that a mother and father would look at you and ask you that question. Yeah, absolutely I will. You know, and in both cases, I knew them. And, you know, and then, you know, you go to the mortuary and you take a look and you tell them, hey, look, if this was my son, I wouldn't want that image in my head. Okay. But I know you want to touch him. So I can tell you that, let me do this. He wore this kind of a scarf. So why don't we put this scarf around his head? And you can touch him and say goodbye. That's the kind of shit that you do. You know, that's kind of stuff that, you know, this woman who lost her husband is going through. And so when I say the Holy of Holies, it's that you do. It's that place that you go. And the things that you do so that they can say goodbye. So, I just, again, just a parting thought, rambling thought that, it is a sad day in our nation's history in which we descend, our politicians descend, and at some point, I don't know what rescues the nation. Because if we're depending on these people to do the right things for the United States, and I guess maybe, you know, I guess it gives us a little bit of insight into why the nation's as screwed up as it is. These are the people that pass for American leaders. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. So, with all of that said, good morning to you. Thanks for listening here on a sad Friday, honestly. On a sad Friday. So, Whitney Houston sings the national anthem. Good morning. Some days I need to hear the song more than others, but today what it represents to me is regardless of the garbage that gets elected in this country, there's an organization that doesn't flinch, that doesn't get on, that doesn't genuflect, that stands there and watches it, and then when they get told to go, they go. Anytime that we get told. Doesn't matter if it's convenient for us, and that's the whole Semper Fidelis thing. Always faithful. Whenever you need us, we'll be there. And so it doesn't matter who else fails you. This organization will do its damnedest not to. And when we do, we'll throw our shit in the front window, we'll unscrew it, and we'll keep going. And so today it makes me proud to play this. I think. Maybe not. Give me a second. A little bit of patience.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
You know, I go back and forth. I struggle when I hear that. Was that a line in a speech? That was straight up a line in a speech.
Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
These kind of messages I've got here. I had my son listen to his speech last night. I had a discussion with him last night about what she did. I'm teaching him what good men are. That's how deeply it affects us, right? And his son, I want to say, is 12 years old. But I would just tell you, among veterans, that thing hit with a thud yesterday. I mean, it hit with a thud the day before, but I think most of us tried to ignore it. Just don't want to go there, right? That kind of stuff. Anyway. Yeah, I'll tell you. Watch Kelly. Watch how many times in that thing his jaw starts shaking. You're talking about a 4-star general. Yeah, who's seen some shit. Trust me. All right. Currently, clouds of 65 in Quantico, Camp Lejeune, sunny in 69, Granbury, Texas, sunny in 66. Montana, I think it's kind of seasonal up there now. Clouds, 54 degrees, 29 Palms. Sunny and 60, Pendleton, cloudy 61. Okinawa, cloudy, dark, and 81. Raqqa, sun setting. We're into fall now. 80 degrees. Big parades in Raqqa today. And congratulations to them. Congratulations to the Department of Defense. I sent John Allen a message the other day. I said, hey, sir, not lost on the work you did to put all that in motion, you know, 3 years ago. He said, thank you, Matt. Yeah, so congratulations to all those fighters that kicked the Islamic State's sorry ass out of that. Yeah, yeah. They kicked their sorry ass out of that area. And to the Iraqis, shame on you for running and deserting your vehicles and not fighting. Right? Film at 11. Right now, Mars has cooled off. Coldest night we've seen there. Clear, dark, 67, and at the home of All Marine Radio, 65 degrees under cloudy skies here on a Friday. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. I just want to talk about the problems. You know, you got John McCain screaming he's been stonewalled. Let me just tell you, if there's a guy who doesn't stonewall, if there's a guy who does things by the book, if there's a guy who doesn't flinch about it, it's the Secretary of Defense. So I don't know what game John McCain's playing this time, and he seems, the more I watch him, the more he seems to be a quintessential game player. So I don't know what game he's playing. I know who doesn't play games, though, and that is the Secretary of Defense. If he's telling you that he doesn't have the information, that's because all the Americans that were there were killed in the event. So anyway, we'll talk about that coming up next. And don't touch that dial.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com. You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
The
7:58 here on a Friday. Let me just check some news headlines real quick. Marine Corps Marathon coming up. The Kurds and the Iraqis are exchanging gunfire. Memo to the Iraqis, be careful. They've historically been better than you. Remember, you guys throwing your weapons down and running? Oh, those were different units. Okay. They weren't Iranian-led units. So now we're going to fight over Iraq. So anyway, that's in the news this morning. The just a few headlines. Iraqi court issues a warrant for the Kurdish vice president. That's helpful. The Secretary of Defense, no answer on the Niger attack. I'm not sure if it's Niger or Niger. I've heard it pronounced a number of different ways. President Trump's UN envoy, Nikki Haley, says Rupp's election interference is warfare. I think the sooner we get to that and we begin to treat Russia like the enemy that it is, the same thing with China. And just know this, this stuff's been going on for decades, right? We haven't been, quote unquote, at war with them, but they've been at war with us. Every one of the, you know, they have such an aggressive effort relative to our industrial technology, military industrial technology, it's ridiculous. And they steal that stuff on a fairly, it seems like, regular basis in terms of reporting. Yeah. Yet, we lump along. And you heard in a speech that I played earlier this week, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff asking his combatant commanders, in UCOM, in Europe, hey, Russia's in what phase, and what phase are we? And so what he said was, well, they're in phase two and we're in phase zero. Yeah, how does that work? Answer is that it doesn't. Before the pastrami salami, Swami joins us here in a second. Good morning, Kim. How you doing?
Good morning. Are we on today?
Yeah, I was just. Can you hold on 1 second?
No, I'll hang up and call me when. As long, I just want to make sure we're on.
No, I'm sorry. I was unhappy with what.
You're
I
not pissed at me for anything, are you?
No, you know I love you, man.
Okay.
All right.
I'll hang up and.
I'll call. Give me about 3 minutes.
Take your time.
All right. So the chairman says, you know, they're in phase two, we're in phase zero. How do we expect that to work? The Chinese, where are they? Well, they're in 1.5 to 2, and we're in zero. So at some point, the United States has to get real with its the people, our adversaries. And we need to fund the Department of Defense as it should be funded. And we're not. And we're not. And so the world is worse and more stable than at any point that I've ever lived in it. And if the United States doesn't want to pay the bill, then at some point, you know, the world's going to change and it's not going to be for the better. And maybe so be it. All right. Real quick. Secretary of Defense, no answers to the attack in Niger. Having been a part of this kind of stuff, it's frustrating for people. One, these things, you know, tend to happen on the frontier, right? And then when there's no Americans remaining, that's problematic. So nobody can tell you what happened. So the first problem is you have to get there. Right? You have to get there in numbers. That doesn't happen in 12 hours. Okay? it's going to take you. You have to assemble the people. You have to get them there. You have to begin to piece it together. You have to interview people. You know, who knew what, who went, what was going on, all of that. And you're looking for the truth. And the whole time, people are screaming at you, what happened, what happened, what happened? And you have to somehow or other find the truth. And when your investigating officers go out there and they say, well, we're having problems finding the people that were involved in this, and we can't tell you the truth yet. Well, nobody likes that answer, right? Nobody likes it. But when this stuff happens and everybody involved in it's killed, it's hard to get answers. Now, everybody that went there, how many of them were killed? How many of the people that were with these soldiers are still alive and can tell you what happened? You know, and so to me, the screaming for what happened, you can't give people answers. You know, I remember one guy, he's still on active duty, he's just an idiot, but he was in a higher headquarters, and, you know, there was a report that children had been killed in an airstrike that we had executed. And I want to say within 20 minutes of the initial report, he's calling us asking for the details. And we said, we don't have them. They're still fighting. And he's yelling. He's getting pissed. It's like, what do you want from us? Do you understand that their lives are still at risk and they're still fighting? We have no idea. You know, you know as much as we do based on that initial report. You know, and he got pissed. And you're like, you know, you're such an amateur in this business. It doesn't happen. It didn't happen with all these cameras and drones around. That's the other thing. Why wasn't there a drone overhead? Because not everybody gets a drone. Okay? You have to prioritize what you're doing on any given day, right? And sometimes drone coverage is there for it. Sometimes it's not. And drones have their own mission. If they're intelligence collecting, they have their own things that they're supposed to go look at. And so again, what you see is an ignorance. Some people don't know. Other people know. They just choose to make political points. So when this stuff happens, it's not easy, and it's frustrating. So anyway, I would just say that, having sat in those shoes and having tried to give people answers, and then when the investigators come, what you try to do is give them the space they need to get to the truth. Because the way you get a true shit sandwich on your hands is you tell the investigators, we need it now. And then what happens is they deliver you something, and then it invariably will change, and then you wind up looking like an idiot. And so I know what the Secretary of Defense has told the people that went out there to take a look. I will stay here and take the face shot. You get it right. Okay? I know. Trust me, I know, because I've done these things with him. I've worked with him on these kind of things, and the guy who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Kelly. Bad things happen. People get killed. People want answers right now. Well, you can't give them answers right now. What it's going to take is a unit that has to go out there and, one, secure the area, two, begin to find answers and put it together, and then they'll be able to sit out. But it's not going to happen tomorrow. Well, and that doesn't make anybody happy. So, anyway, just from me to you, a little bit of who's who in the zoo. All right, we're going to take another break. The Swami will join us and provide us some relief from an otherwise shit day. Thanks for listening. Good morning to you.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.